and welcome back again. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. It's your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
Mike and Lisa Austin here on in the compound. Mentioned it's Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day, the day before Ash Wednesday. And are you prepared for Ash Wednesday? I am determined to have. In the past, my Lent has started off okay, and then sort of I lose steam midway, and then at the end you try to end. I got to make up for everything, right? The last couple of weeks, especially Holy Week, you're trying to make up for having a whole bad Lent. So I am determined this year.
You're going to start out right and keep going.
Stay the course. Yes, I am.
Good for you, Mike.
Beyond just giving up sweets and stuff. So, today is also a devotional day set up way back when. It's the a devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus.
It is.
And Lisa found this stuff, and give me a quick story on this.
Well, this starts back in Tours, France during the 1840s. A young Carmelite nun, Sister Marie of St. Peter, received a series of revelations from our Lord about a powerful devotion. He wished to establish worldwide the devotion of his Holy Face. The express purpose of this devotion was to make reparation for the blasphemies and outrages of revolutionary men, the communists, as well as for the blasphemies of atheists and freethinkers and others for blaspheming his holy name and the profanation of Sundays of Christians. This devotion is also an instrument given to the individual devotee as a seemingly unfailing method of appealing to God in prayer through adoration of his holy face and his name.
So the holy face being Veronica's veil or the holy shroud, either one?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's...
Yeah, I've seen them both on there's like four different websites that you can obtain information from. So I've seen them both. I've seen the Shroud of Turin face. I've seen the face of Veronica's veil.
So they don't say either one. It's just his holy face.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, we have a little mini holy shroud that we have framed, so that would work for us.
Right. We have both, actually. We have one downstairs and one upstairs.
We have a Veronica's veil?
Yeah, right around the corner outside our doors.
How come I've never noticed that?
Yeah.
Open your eyes, Mike.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, so the devotion to the holy face, the holy shroud, or Veronica's veil, it's been endorsed by popes. And today is the day that that you venerate the holy face.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just give you a couple of the quotes from some of the popes here. I could start with Pope Pius X, Pope St. Pius X. It says here, expressed the desire that it be venerated in the homes of all Christian families. Pope Pius IX said, this salutary reparation to the holy face of Jesus is a divine work destined to save modern society. Let's see here. We could go with Pius XI. Gave pictures of the holy face from the shroud to different children, saying, they are pictures of the divine Son of Mary. They come, in fact, from that object known as the Shroud of Turin, still mysterious, but certainly not the work of any human hand. Let's see, Pope John the 23rd, on seeing the... this is more about the shroud than devotion to the holy face, though.
Is it? Because I thought it was about the face.
This is more about the shroud itself.
Okay.
Pope John the 23rd, on seeing the relic, said, this can only be the Lord's own doing. So this is just about, this part here is about the shroud.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, on April 17th in 1958, His Holiness Pope Pius XII approved the observance of a feast of the Holy Face of Jesus on Shrove Tuesday.
Hmm.
Which is the day before Ash Wednesday, which is what we're talking about today. So, it is an approved feast day. Today is supposed to be a feast for the Holy Face of Jesus. So if you don't have one already in your homes, I would suggest that maybe you go get one, either the Shroud of Turin or Veronica's, the face from the Veronica's Veil. And venerate it.
Yeah.
And say prayers. There's books out that you can buy. One's called The Golden Arrow.
Now, what does that have to, what is that about?
This is the classic autobiographic and revelations of Sister Mary of St. Peter on the devotions of the Holy Face of Jesus. There's also one called The Holy Man of Tours. This is the life of the Venerable Leo DuPont, known as the Holy Man of Tours.
What I like about the Holy Shroud is that it's been studied. Now, I don't think they've studied Veronica's Veil so closely, have they?
Not,
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
But the Holy Shroud has been studied and studied and studied again. And depending on who you talk to, they've proven it to be one way or the other. But then they come back and they go, well, no, because of this and that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The mystery surrounding it still exists with all of the fancy pants technology we have today. It's still a mystery. And isn't that what speaks to the divine?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Our Lord isn't, again, we've said this before, our Lord doesn't often throw lightning bolts at you.
No.
He speaks to you and says, it's up to you. You come to me. It's your faith. And so the Holy Shroud, when you look at that, and we've had the privilege of seeing the
replica.
Yeah, it's an exact, I think, laser photograph replica.
Mm-hmm.
Size and everything up close when it was on tour, and you look at that, that's our Lord.
Yeah.
That is our Lord. Because if that's a medieval fake painting,
it's a good one.
There's nobody, I don't care if you're Michelangelo or not.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're Da Vinci. You can't do that. There's no way you're going to be able to make that happen. And they've tried and they've done well. The sun coming through the window in a certain way, and they've made sort of replicas, sort of,
mm-hmm.
with this primitive, through a scope lens and things. Through it's a primitive sort of photograph. Nah. Because, and here's one for me. Had that been a fake, why didn't they duplicate it then? Why didn't they do it over and over again? You know,
mm-hmm.
But that's just one of the things to say. I mean, you look at it, and that is our Lord, and I mean, there's so much to say about it. And so, devotion to the Holy Face is not just a devotion to the Holy Shroud. It could be to, like we said, to Veronica's Veil.
Right.
But it seems so much easier for me, just on a regular, plain level, to have a devotion to the Holy Shroud. I mean, wow.
Here's some, this is what our Lord said to Mother, I think I'm saying this right, Purina in 1938. He says, "See how I suffer? Nevertheless, I am understood by so few. What gratitude on the part of those who say they love me. I have given my heart as a sensible object of my great love for man, and I give my face as a sensible object of my sorrow for the sins of man. I desire that it be honored by a special feast on Tuesday in Quinquagesima, Shrove Tuesday, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. The feast will be preceded by novena, in which the faithful make reparation with me, uniting themselves with my sorrow." So he said that to her, and that's what people have been doing. So we had announced that you start the novena 9 days before.
Right.
And you say this novena, and then on this day, Shrove Tuesday, is the feast day when you honor his holy face. Hmm. And this was approved, like I said, by His Holiness Pope Pius XII in 1958.
Where's the prayer? There's a prayer.
Right. We do have a prayer, and you want to go into that right now?
Well, yeah, I thought we'd do the prayer and end a little segment with the prayer. I thought that'd be kind of nice, actually.
Okay. Well, you wanted to tell the people where they can get the...
Oh, yeah. Go to the websites. One of the websites real quick.
The websites. You can go to theholyface.org holyface.uk. You can go to the Holy Face Association in Canada. In the U.S., it's the Holy Face Association. There's one there, too. There's also, the last one was Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's another apostolate that's out of Milford, Connecticut, in the United States.
Immaculate Heart of Mary, but they're dealing with the Holy Face.
Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay. Mm-hmm. But they're dealing with the Holy Face.
Okay.
That's what the address says.
Beautiful. Mike and Lisa Austin here, Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com.
So do
you
prayer?
Have the prayer?
Do you want to say the prayer?
Well, sure.
It's right there.
All right. So if you want to pray along with us, I think this would be a great thing and a great way to kind of get your day underway.
You can't help but just infuse yourself into His holy face. I mean, the sorrow that's there,
yeah.
You know, and the pain that He must have gone through on the cross.
Well, how often do we look at the statues, at the Pietà, at the just the cross, the crucifix?
I know, but this particular one actually shows the wounds. You
right,
know, you
that's
can
what
see
I'm saying.
The...
They don't come close, and if you and we are, we think, oh, if I could just see His face, well, there it is.
With the bloodstains and everything.
Yes.
The marks.
All right, so let's...
You just want to say I'm sorry.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most incomprehensible, and ineffable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and in hell by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Amen.
Amen.
Shrove Tuesday. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Shrove Tuesday. And Mardi Gras Day Carnival. Eat your punchkis, have your pancakes, but examine your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Look on that holy face today.
Yeah.
At what He did for what you did. Oh, man.
And let's go in for repentance and in Lent.
On our knees. Ash Wednesday tomorrow. We're going to come back and close out the show with you today here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. This is your morning tradition, Mike and Lisa Austin, where we are.
Living our faith.
La, 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 la. Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com. Hey, it's your morning tradition. Unless you're listening in the afternoon, then it's an afternoon tradition. Whatever you're listening, we're glad we're some sort of tradition
for
you.
Or if we're overnight, we're overnight tradition.
Overnight tradition.
Sounds like a band you were in.
No. The Overnight Tradition? No, I was in a band called The Overnight Sensation.
Okay.
It's a whole other band. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio, where we are
living our faith.
So we would just close out the show with you this morning to wish you a happy, I don't say happy Lent yet, because tomorrow's when we're going to do that. Ash Wednesday tomorrow. Hey, by the way, coming up 9 o'clock, Louis Tafari talks about Ash Wednesday, goes deep into that subject, talks about Mass and the giving out of ashes and the distribution thereof and what to not you know what to expect, but where some of that tradition come from. Lewis is the man.
Yeah, he goes deep into that.
He really does. And he did all of this show for us while he has a really bad cold. So thank you, Lewis.
Yeah. The times for that tomorrow are going to be...
Today.
Oh, that's right. Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Today at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, 9 o'clock at night, and then 1 a.m. the following morning, which would be about 8 o'clock, you know, Europe time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it repeats again the same times and Wednesday for U.S. times.
And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to end, Lisa, with just a little... This is one of those stories that... first of all...
Yeah.
We come to America and the world from the breadbasket of this fine country, southern
yes.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
The land of cows that giveth forth the white liquid nectar called milk, which then can be turned into cheese.
Nummy.
I thought you were going to moo there for a second. or it can be turned into cheese curds. And if you've never experienced cheese curds, you know, curds and whey, the curds are actually a thing.
Oh, buy some.
You got to get them.
Buy some today before tomorrow.
Yeah, do that. Oh, yeah, there you go. And then I'm giving up cheese curds. So anyway, we also come to you from the land of ice and snow, and people should know better.
Yes.
And we love snow and wintertime so much here in the Midwest. We celebrate it. We have festivals.
Yes, we do.
We have snowmobile racing. We have horses that pull sleds. And we have ice skating that speeds across lakes. And we have we pile up snow and then we carve it into really elaborate sculptures.
Or stuff. Ice.
And ice. Or they pile up the snow until it becomes ice, which is what they do. They make a big wooden frame and they pack it in there and let it sit and it becomes ice. And then they carve it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, Lisa,
yeah.
I take you to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
All righty. Nice place.
A 45-minute drive from where we sit right now. The beautiful Lake Geneva, where the aristocrats from Chicago would come up to vacation.
This is true.
And build their mansions on the lake.
And they're beautiful.
You can see them. They're huge.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
And the
it's
lake,
just gorgeous.
And which, when they got their mail, the little boat would go along the docks and never stop. The guy had to jump off, run up to the box, drop off the mail, and get back to the boat and leap on. Till this day, they do it that way.
Yeah.
Without the boat even stopping. That's where we're going, Lisa.
I know.
Where that same Lake Geneva, completely frozen over solid. And Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, is where last weekend they had the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition.
Nice.
As part of Lake Geneva's Winter Fest.
Nice.
We have a fest for everything around here.
Mm-hmm.
I always said they should put all the festivals together, the fest,
uh-huh.
and call it just one big festival. Call it Fest Fest.
Fest Fest.
There you go.
We can get them all in.
15 cars.
That would be a long festival.
But now, Lisa, where, when in such a small town with no parking, are you going to park all of these hundreds and hundreds of cars from people who come up from Chicago to see the international snow sculpting?
On the ice?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a big, giant, frozen parking lot out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the people in Lake Geneva didn't stop to think it was 43 degrees over the weekend.
Oh, no!
The U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition, part of Lake Geneva's Winterfest weekend, drew multiple visitors to the area. And Saturday, where it was 43, some say even 45 degrees. And if you remember your science, children, 32 is freezing. 15!
It was melting!
Yes. Several of the cars decided to park their vehicles on that ice as we came. I'm quoting now. Hey, as we came down, you know, we saw that people were parked on the ice there. I don't know if I can't do a good accent. Anyway.
In Chicago?
Parked on the ice. So we said, heck yeah, let's park on the ice.
Oh, my gosh.
So said Lori Oberhelman, whose SUV was among those to end up submerged.
They sunk.
All those cars sunk. Yeah. Yeah. Said the TV reporter, I think it's kind of stupid to park on ice now.
Yeah, I know it.
The authorities said it's legal to park on the ice, but festival organizers said, I wouldn't recommend that. And so they all sunk. And there is, you can see the footage of it on YouTube if you look it up.
Oh, no. But you know what? If the authorities told them that they could do it, I think they can claim it and their insurance has to pay.
Oh, there's going to be lawsuits now.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know they actually have fundraisers in the state of Wisconsin? I don't know. Maybe they do this where you live as well, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're in Florida or one of the warmer climes. But they have fundraisers where they'll park a car, a junky car, on the ice. And then you have to buy a ticket and say when. It's like gambling. When it's a lottery. When do you think the car will fall through the ice?
Right.
Whoever comes closest to that day wins the prize money.
Ah, I see.
And it's a fundraiser because half of it goes to the charity.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Stuff you do in the wintertime to stay
occupied.
You
know, we used to go ice fishing, you know, with my dad.
Oh, they do that
when
here.
When we were kids.
Yeah.
And we used to go and drive our car on the ice, okay? But my mom... Oh, my gosh. She hated it because you would get on there and you can hear it cracking.
Sure you can.
And I'm going, Yeah, you sure it's a good idea?
Now, people who haven't experienced being on the ice before, don't freak out, because the ice is generally a foot, 2 foot thick.
Usually, yeah.
But when you get a 43, 45 degree day, and it was a couple of days, and when the sun is beating down.
Use your common sense. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's go park our car in the ice.
They got to go pull
them
out.
And sink.
And there's Lake Geneva. Hello. So there you go. That's the way to start your day. I don't mean to laugh at their misfortune. Good folks, all of them are. It just sounds like one of those Lake Woebegone moments.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? Garrison Keillor would be telling that story.
Uh-huh.
But my. Remember, friends, when there's ice, don't park on it.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. But you could ice fish, I guess. You sit in a boat and ice fish. You just, if the ice breaks, you're floating.
It's true.
There you go. It's too much work to ice fish for me. You got to drill a hole, then you got to scoop out the chunks, then you got to sit there in the cold and wait. Nah.
It was fun for me.
Well, you were with your dad.
Yeah.
That's cool. Ice fishing alone.
He did all the work. I just had to stick my pole in.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it always is, gentlemen? Isn't that the way it always is? All right. Well, go
forward. And then he cleaned them.
Go. Yeah. You just look at what I did. Yeah. Dad did all the work. Go forth, go boldly, enjoy your day. Happy Mardi Gras Day, Carnival, Shrove Tuesday.
A holy face.
The holy face.
And Jesus.
Tomorrow, Ash Wednesday. Stay with us all day as we have more stuff. We have Louis Tufari coming up. And more. God bless you. Hey, praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.